This week in the Missouri Senate, we review ethics reform laws that are now on the books.
What this bill was our ethics bill.
House Bills 1979, 1983, and 2203 all make changes to different aspects of campaigning and running elections in Missouri, and all three were passed fairly early during the second regular session of the 98th General Assembly. House Bill 1979 provides what's called a cooling-off period before certain people can become lobbyists. It says lawmakers cannot become lobbyists until at least 6 months after leaving office. Missouri senators gave final approval on April 20th, and the governor signed it on May 6th. House Bill 1983 deals with political consultants. The measure received final Missouri Senate passage on March 29th and the executive branch's nod on April 14th. Senator Brian Munslinger of Williamstown handled the proposal in the upper chamber.
Basically says that while we are in office as a legislator, you cannot run a campaign, you cannot be a paid political consultant.
During final Missouri Senate debate, Senator Scott Sifton of Afton praised the way the Missouri Senate House Conference Committee worked.
We actually had a fairly protracted discussion about a pretty technical aspect of the bill, and there was a great exchange. We talked about some of the nitty-gritty on the bill, and the change we wound up coming up with, I think, was, in my view, an improvement.
House Bill 2203 relates to campaign finance. It was given final Missouri Senate approval on April 20th and signed into law on May 6th. Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City handled the measure.
Extended that ability to a year-long CD and then added the language requiring a candidate committee to be dissolved before somebody can become a registered lobbyist. The individual can dissolve their campaign committee by giving the money back to the donors, to another candidate, to a political party committee, or a 501c3 charity. The floor substitute adds a provision that prohibits anyone from making a donation to a committee and then getting paid by the committee for who they made the donation.
During debate, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City says he believes campaign finance reform should be a part of the mix.
One of the outstanding reasons for why Citizens United was ruled on was that money equals speech. That was one of the rulings that came out of that court. The problem with trying to limit in a campaign contribution sense is that the opponents of campaign finance contributions are saying that you can't limit speech because it's a First Amendment and therefore it's not constitutional to do, which I disagree with, by the way, because I do not believe that money is speech.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.